I'm in the Centre for Life, Newcastle, and I'm sat with Herb Kim at the evening before an event, but this looks like an event in itself. What's going on here?
So it's a kickoff event for our Culture Code Initiative, and tonight's event is specifically aimed towards the techie side of the community that we're trying to build. And Culture Code, the initiative, is basically an attempt to try and build a more thriving, collaborating community between artists, arts organizations, cultural organizations, and the sort of data tech world.
So the tech minds and the creatives that you've brought in that know about data and design and app building and so on and so forth, do they speak art?
They certainly appreciate art, or else I suppose they wouldn't be here at all. And I think there's certainly a lot of enthusiasm for wanting to do stuff more collaboratively with artists and arts organizations. And if anything, I'd say is that the data tech side has been easy to kind of, you know, get excited, if you will. I think the artists and the arts organizations are slightly more what's involved in all this stuff before I sort of commit myself.
So the collaborations that have occurred in the past, will you be tapping into some of those case studies when introducing and trying to create some relationships here over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly part of it, is to look at what's worked, frankly, in the past. But also really just, I mean, I guess for us, our thing is around connecting people in new and interesting and hopefully real ways. And so we're hopeful that we can do our own take on this sort of thing will actually lead to other different, hopefully better collaborations than have been in the past.
And what's happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow we've got a bit of a roadshow. We're down in Middlesbrough in the early morning at MEMA, where we've got the first of two sessions specifically targeted more towards the artists, arts organizations, cultural organizations, and trying to sort of enthuse and excite them about the possibilities of collaboration. And then the afternoon we'll do it again in Newcastle at the Tyneside Cinema.
What would you like to see at the end of all this?
What I'd really like to see is basically some cool stuff coming out of it. I'd love to see some projects and collaborations that people can point to over the web and that people spread around. They go, wow, you know. Some cool art stuff, but also some practical stuff, you know, about arts organizations saying, so, well, right, golly, I didn't realize I could do that with social or on a website or whatever it might be. And really just get a deeper understanding and also just generally actually more comfort about the fact that, I mean, you and I know that so many of these tools are just actually easy if you just invest some mental time and some of your own personal time into it. It's not about hiring an agency or outsourcing it to an IT firm or something like that. It's about just picking up the stuff and doing it yourself.
And sometimes the investment in time is the only investment that's needed, so it should save them some money.
Well, actually, the first thing you should not do is spend any money. That's the easiest thing to do, but it means that you'll hire someone to do all your thinking for you, and it won't become embedded. You know, actually spend some time thinking about, you know, what it is that you want to do. I mean, because for some people, they'll want to create whizzy new, amazing new art forms. Other people would like to see some more people come along to the shows. And those are two very different digital missions, but they both can be enabled by tools. And it's a really it's investing some thinking before you invest some money into all this stuff.
Fantastic. Well, people are here, the clattering of plates as they grab the food before sitting down and making themselves comfortable. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the next couple of days.
Thank you.